I'm the sinister, Mr. Kiss, my ass is just a renegade. Never been afraid to say what's on my mind at any given time of day, cause I'm a renegade. Never been afraid to talk about anything,
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 anything.
Renegade.
Never been afraid to say what's on my mind at any given time of day, cause I'm a renegade.
Welcome to the Tea Podcast, the podcast about anything and everything from the perspective of one man, and that man is me, T, from good old Boston, Massachusetts. How is everyone doing today out there in the podcast land? Today is Thursday, April 11th, 2019. That's right. And it's been a while since I've done one of my infamous tea reviews a movie in 15 minutes. So, have I been to the movies on my break while I was moving and packing up all my shit and getting to the new Tea Palace? And by the way, that's where I'm recording live from, in my office, within the Tea Palace, a.k.a. the Quint Castle, for those of you keeping score at home. And no, I have not been to the movies in the last couple of weeks because I've been busy, and also, it's that weird time of the year after Oscar season, before summer blockbuster season, and it really isn't anything much out there that I go to see around this time of the year. But what I did see this past weekend, and what we're all here for, and you saw in the title, is Shazam. I'm going to say it that way. Shazam. Shazam is a movie where, if you saw the trailer, they kind of wanted to separate it from the DC universe of the past. Besides Aquaman, we all know it was too dark. They fucked up Batman. They fucked up Superman. I say they fucked up Wonder Woman to an extent. She's very preachy. She was no Captain Marvel, which is ironic because Shazam's real name is Captain Marvel in DC, but because Marvel Comics came out and they launched their line of comics back in the 60s, they had an infringement where DC had to change Captain Marvel's name to Shazam. And when you yell that out, Shazam, you become Shazam, or actually Captain Marvel, but not the Captain Marvel we know from Marvel. Are you staying with me? Yeah, that's fucked up, right? That's all in my head. That's from years and years of reading comic books and working in a fucking comic book store. It'll do that shit to you. So they wanted to separate it from the rest of the pack, which makes sense because at some point, I guess, in the comics, he ends up joining the Justice League. I don't know if we're ever going to see a Justice League again because of what they did, because Batman is so fucked up and Superman is so fucked up. So I don't know if we'll ever get to see Shazam as a part of the Justice League. But what we do have is a movie that they tried to get the trailer and a spin on it where it looked like it was Big meets Superman. And it had my interest. Obviously, I got to see almost every movie, let alone I have to see every comic book movie. Coming off of Aquaman, which I said was Thor Under the Sea, even though it was DC, not Marvel, and it was funny, entertaining. He already had a built-in audience from the Game of Thrones and whatnot, Jason Momoa. So I thought that was good. The follow-up, you know, next movie that came out for DC is this, Shazam. I got to say, overall, I was disappointed. And I'll tell you why. I love Superman as a character. I even liked the Henry Cavill version of Superman. I didn't mind him that much in the Man of Steel. Like I said, I kind of wish they did a Man of Steel 2 before they did Batman versus Superman, before they did Justice League, because he was a decent Superman. So I like the idea of Superman meets Big, where the character basically gets his powers, and he's a young kid. He's 14 years old. And every time he yells out, Shazam, he turns into him. And I like that story. I never had interest in it as a kid. I never really got into that part of DC. And even now as an adult, obviously, like I said, I had to see the movie. Where the movie starts, again, you come here, and I remind you every single time, when you come to one of T does one of his movies in 15 minutes, spoiler alert, spoiler alert, spoiler alert. Three times, not so fast. The movie starts, he's in the car with his brother and his dad, and some buggy shit starts happening, and he ends up with this sorcerer, and the sorcerer's trying to give him, the villain, actually, in the movie. Starts off with him, and some sorcery shit starts happening, and he ends up to the sorcerer, and the sorcerer's trying to pass up the powers of Shazam to somebody that's worthy. And the guy that ends up being the villain, Mark Strong, wasn't worthy as a kid, so he sends him on his way. And through the years, Mark Strong makes it his mission to find out other people that have met this sorcerer, and it turns out there's like 50-something throughout the years that were not worthy. At some point, Mark Strong ends up getting through this doorway, and he ends up triggering into that world, and he ends up destroying and killing the guy that was trying to pass up the powers. And he sends out something to his powers and ends up going into Billy Batson. That is Shazam as a little kid. So anytime he yells that out, he turns into him. So he gets the powers. Billy Batson is a foster kid. He's in a foster home. He got separated from his mom. His mom was a young mom. And she never really looked for him, but he spent some time looking for her, and he goes from foster home to foster home. Finally comes into a home where this was the mom, the foster mom, looked like a hot older Spanish version of Angelina Jolie. I've never seen her anything before. And the foster dad was the heavy Samoan dude from The Walking Dead. And they have these other kids in there. There's, you know, there's five more kids. So with throwing Billy, there's six of them. And he ends up getting the powers, and anytime he turns into Shazam, it's Zachary Levi. I don't like that dude. I never liked that show, Chuck. I never really watched it. That's why I think the story was a little eh for me. And Zachary Levi, I don't think he's a good actor. I think that was a really bad casting choice. I gave them a benefit of the doubt when they cast him. And he's obviously wearing a muscle suit under the Shazam suit. And he's just annoying. He's dopey and he can't carry his lines. And I know he's supposed to be a grown man, but inside he's a 14-year-old boy. But I just didn't like him. I thought that was bad casting. And all the characters, Mark Strong, I think, is a good actor. I think he made a good villain. I just think he was out of place as this villain. And the bulk of the movie is just a 14-year-old, but in a grown man's body, playing around if he got superpowers. That one of the foster kids becomes his, you know, buddy, and they're testing out his powers. They're recording it, and they put it on social media. And it's all done in Philadelphia, and he becomes very popular, but he's really not using his powers for a superhero deed. He's taking selfies and people are giving him money. He becomes basically a panhandler, a street performer. Some of you will see in train stations putting on like parlor tricks with his powers. And he's figuring out if he can fly, if he's invincible. So Shazam is basically Superman. Yeah, Superman's powers. He's invulnerable, is bulletproof, can fly. Doesn't have the heat vision out of his eyes, but he can shoot lightning out of his hands. And anytime he yells out Shazam, he turns into him. And Mark Strong is just, even though he got all these powers from even that sorcerer, but he took the evil powers. He took the seven sins, you know, like gluttony and envy and fucking all those other ones, fucking whatever they are. I should know them all because I wrote a script based on the seven sins. He's empowered by that, but he still wants Shazam's powers too. Captain Marvel, but they can't say Captain Marvel in this. And as you watch it through, they make references through the other heroes in there. You know, we're in a world now where they're actually acknowledging Batman and Superman. They don't really acknowledge Wonder Woman and Aquaman in this, but a lot of Batman and Superman in the background going on with their toys and stuff like that. The kid actually that Billy befriends, that one of the foster kids, has a bullet that bounced off of Superman's chest. And so they're playing into that world. So you got to think they're going to come back around to it. I don't know what this movie is going to open up at. I don't see it being a blockbuster. I don't see it put up like Aquaman numbers, but it's about, I say probably opens up at about 52 million at best this weekend. And this will be up, this podcast, after the numbers came in. So I'm predicting, as I usually do, I'm pretty close when we usually make my prediction. So it'd be interesting to see what that comes in. I might have been generous. It might even be in the 40s at this point. And I think the target audience, and they should have made that clear in the trailer, is kids. This movie is definitely appealing to an 8-year-old. If you are an 8-year-old, go see the movie. If you have an 8-year-old son or daughter, probably a son, go take them to see the movie. It wasn't a typical comic book movie, even for DC, because they all were dark up until, you know, Wonder Woman got a little bit lighter and then Aquaman was pretty light. But it isn't anything close on the Marvel side of Avengers. It's pretty dopey. I don't like Zachary Levi at all, like I said. And he goes through the whole movie to the very end. There's a long, drawn-out battle scene where he, Shazam, and his foster brothers and sisters, they come together and he shares his power and they all end up getting the Shazam powers. They all end up becoming adult versions of themselves. They all have different color costumes. You can tell the difference between the six of them. And they end up taking out Mark Strong and his you know, his seven sins that fill him up. And they defeat him. And true to form, you know, you have to stay because they end up doing another, what every comic book movie and almost every movie franchise is doing this day and age. They do, even Fast and Furious fucking does it, that end credits scene. So there's the middle credits where they go into the special graphics, a lot like Deadpool, where they're doing all these drawings of, it's basically Shazam, you know, hitting on Wonder Woman, Batman's in it, and Superman's in it, and the whole drawings. There actually is a Superman, not quite obvious cameo, but cameo towards the end of the movie before these end credits scene. So I got to think they'll come back to that at some point. I don't know if it's going to be Justice League. But then after they do all those drawings at the end credits, they do another scene where it's, I'm not giving it away, but they obviously extend the universe. And you're going to think there's going to be a Shazam sequel. I don't care for it. I probably won't see it. I think at the point now, I'm going to wait for DC movies to come on Netflix or cable. Unless I really want to go see them. Like, I'll see an Aquaman 2 because I thought that was a good job. I don't want to see Flash. I didn't like that kid, Ezra Miller, as Flash. I don't think I'm going to go through with it because a lot of people don't like that kid as the Flash. I probably won't pay to go see that. Who am I kidding? I end up seeing every movie. But I'm just saying, I don't want to go see DC movies anymore. I want them to go darker. Not too dark with Justice League, but the Joker trailer is now out. I recommend you go see that. Todd Phillips, the comedic director from the Hangover trilogy, he took Joaquin Phoenix. And there's a sick trailer out there. It feels like Taxi Driver meets Heath Ledger's Joker. And I think he has a really good shot at doing another incarnation of Joker. I know it's changing the origin of the Joker character, but who gives a fuck? At least it's not Jared Leto's Joker, who was ridiculously trying to be too popular, too current, Gen Z meets millennial Joker. That Joker from Suicide Squad sucked ass. So I'm looking forward to this Joker. Joaquin Phoenix, I think, is a phenomenal actor in all his movies. He was great in Gladiator. He was great in Walk the Line as Johnny Cash. But that's it. I don't really want to recommend Shazam. Shazam! Shazam! Every time he yells in the fucking movie, he either turns back to the little boy or turns into Shazam. I wish he yelled out like that. That would have made it funnier and more entertaining. I don't recommend it. Wait for it to come on Netflix. Unless you got a kid or you're 8 years old yourself, listen to this podcast, which I recommend you shouldn't be listening to this podcast if you're an 8 year old. But anyway, hey, I appreciate the listen. Then you should go see it. Otherwise, I won't recommend it because it was not that good. It's almost G rated and boring as shit. And Zachary Levi should not be on the big screen. Maybe he's a TV actor, sitcom at best. At best. That's it. Where to find me? On Instagram. The_T_podcast for all the podcast related shit. And T-Blog, all one word, T-B-L-A-W-G, for some amazing pics of my travel adventures and my sports stuff and my Boston pictures. I'm available for DM on both. DM me, send your comments, let me know what you thought about Shazam or any other movie. DM me or hit me up on Twitter, T-Blog, all one word. Email me some comments, some questions, t@t-blog.com. And the Facebook page, the T-Blog page, still on there. That's where you can find me all over social. And of course, here on iTunes, in the place that started it all, tblog.com. And that's it. I actually got in a little bit under 15 minutes this time because the movie doesn't give you much to talk about, even for somebody like me who doesn't know how to shut the fuck up. So there you go. Shazam in under 13 minutes. Till next time, always take it there.
Say what's on my mind at any given time of day, 'cause I'm a renegade. Never been afraid to holler about anything.